23 and 70 degrees already in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
We have the Volunteer Fire Department in on the third Thursday of each month for our monthly update. And you ran a minute late, you said, due to a wreck in town.
Yeah, there was a minor accident down on Greener Road, right around Danny's Fried Chicken.
Okay.
When we left, Tony's was clearing it up, so that hopefully traffic's back flowing halfway normally right now.
Oh, good, good. Speaking of traffic, I'll just warn folks that are trying to get to Mobile, westbound Bayway backed up about 5 miles due to a wreck in the tunnel. That's happening now. Otherwise, you've got news and always interesting call statistics of how busy our fire department is.
Last month was relatively busy. I mean, we stayed somewhere close to what we've been doing, but for the month of March, we ran 8 brush fires, had 3 structure fires, 37 EMS and motor vehicle accidents, and 63 faults or miscellaneous. The faults and miscellaneous are anything from gas leaks, fire alarms, any time the helicopter lands to do a medical transfer, something like that, for a total of 111 for March. I think that's probably the busiest we've been all year.
We're usually what, between about 90 and 100.
Yeah, we're somewhere in between 90 and 100.
Now, has this what seems to be real extreme windy conditions? Has that played any role in that?
Actually, that did play into effect earlier this month. We had a string of, between March and the first couple weeks of April, we had a string of brush fires. The one down on Scenic 98 did have some, was wind driven a little bit.
Tell us a bit about that. It's my understanding 20 acres.
It was somewhere between 20 and 25 acres.
And you had to pull in a lot of resources.
We had Fairhope. We had Barnwell. We actually called forestry to cut a fire line around it because it was getting into areas that we just couldn't access. So they brought a bulldozer down and were able to cut around it. Also during that fire, Daphne brought an engine down to cover, make sure that we had coverage in case we did have any more calls.
And you actually utilized the City of Fairhope IT department with drones to help you see where the fire was.
Yes, they brought their drone down, and they were able to launch it, and we used it to see exactly how big it really was.
Most of us can't really imagine 20 acres along Scenic 98, but I guess kind of around the Sweetwater Creek and the Fish River Grill
back
there.
Yeah, exactly right. It's that little where the overflow parking is, the extra parking for Fish River Grill.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section between that and Sweetwater that's all woods, and the fire was burning towards Hurd Road.
Any idea what caused it?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. With it dry and windy, what are some precautions you need to let people know of? I know recently I had a dinner party, and, you know, men love fires. They wanted to do a fire in the fire pit. And I'm like,
sure.
No way. It's just too windy. I'm scared of a spark.
Fire pits are fine. I would advise, if it is windy, not to do it.
Right.
But a fire pit itself is okay. You can burn green waste, which is leaves, limbs, you know, that sort of thing. And the A&M burn ban is about to start May 1st. So this will be the last couple of weeks of regular open burning.
Why was I thinking we were under a ban?
Nope,
because
not yet.
We saw so much on the news there, about
well,
these
it was because
fires.
It was because of the winds, and
okay.
the winds were making everything really, really dry, and the weather was right for it for fires to get out of control if they were lit and not tended to.
So burning leaves in the city limits is okay. I made the mistake of putting leaves in my fire pit one time, and the smoke was awful. And I'm like, we're never doing that again.
Yep. You can burn inside city limits. That's just make sure you give us a call and get a burn permit from the fire department. That way we know who's burning, where they're burning. If somebody calls, we can say, well, no, that's...
You're aware of it. Okay.
Yeah, we're aware of it. So
when again does the burn ban by ADEM take effect, and what does that mean?
So the ADEM burn ban is an air quality burn ban. So it's something that happens each year during the summer months. It goes from May 1st, actually, till October 31st. And
it's to protect the ozone layer and air quality.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay. And what does that mean? We can't burn the leaves and the yard debris.
You can't have open fires like just a bonfire or things like that.
Or you're trying to clean out your lot. You're
right.
Not supposed
a little fire pit, chimney, something like that. Those are fine. But a big pile, a small pile of leaves, we're going to ask you to put it out.
Okay.
This does not affect farmers. So if they are able to get a permit, they're still able to burn their, you know, burn their land off if necessary.
Okay. All right. I remember reading about there was going to be a controlled burn in Knoll Park, and that's right about the time the wind was just kicking up. They haven't done that yet, have they?
Because not to my knowledge.
Yeah. I think you would know.
They would at least let us know, but last I heard, they have not done that.
Because of the wind?
I don't know what the plans are currently for that. So.
Okay. You posted on the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page recently that you were looking for folks that might be interested in becoming a volunteer firefighter. Tell us about that.
We're always looking for new folks, and we've... You can either call us at 233-5181.
233-5181.
And we'll be glad to explain where to go and get... and what needs to be done. And we've also got QR codes now at each station that you can scan with your cell phones. Oh, and the link will send you to our application, and then that once you filled that out, it sends it to the fire chief and we'll contact you from there.
What types of training do you provide, and you continuously have ongoing training?
Correct. We're always doing training for something. No training is necessary to start, but the way it works is you fill out an application and you come, it's red, and you come see how we do training, what we're doing for training, see if it's something that's really interested in, and then after 60 days, you're voted onto the fire department.
What if you maybe don't want to be on the front line battling a fire, but you could help with pulling hoses and packing
equipment? We've got a place for everyone. So if you have an interest, please come talk to us.
Okay. Anything else we need to know, Chief? Well, you know the final question, because we have so many people new moving into our area. And many wonder out loud or on social media, we have a volunteer fire department in Fairhope. How can that be effective?
We have 50 members currently, four stations spread out through the city, and starting to look at a station five. We have great training. Our response times are outstanding. Our funding, we have great support from the citizens. So, which I'd like to say thank you to everybody that's supported us in our fund drive letter this year. Great support for the city council and the mayor. So we appreciate that as well. Just at this point, the service is top notch, and there's no need for a career department.
And as I always say, there seems to be more passion and more dedication when you do something to volunteer because you love it than because you have to be there and punch a clock.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month here on Community Contact. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.